Scooting around Statesboro today, I had one of the best visits with three very informative staff members from the Statesboro Bullock County Library located at 124 South Main in downtown Statesboro. What a treasure chest of opportunities the library offers. It is indeed a jewel hidden in plain sight. L.R. Caroline Johnson, Brianna Ross and Cindy Hatchell. Michelle LeBlanc. Cindy Hatchell relocated from Southern Kentucky where she was a children's librarian for 10 years. Her position in Statesboro is the assistant library manager and manager of youth and family services, and she has been with the library for 8 years. Cindy loves the library and said she would not be happy doing anything but working in a public library. Helping my community gives me purpose, she shared. Caroline Johnson, originally from Savannah, moved to Statesboro in 2012 and started at the library in 2013 as a regional librarian for the system. Since May 2022, she has served as the library manager and runs the adult and senior book club and computer classes for adults. Brianna Ross is the library assistant and has been with the library for 9 years. She serves as a member of the library's adult programming committee. Brianna says it is her job to help create a place where adult patrons can come and attend new and exciting activities. Everything is free. Brianna shared that their library programs are varied from adults' arts and crafts, computer and cell phone training, to greeting card making. And of course, the funnest event is bingo and coffee every month. Many friendships and new relationships have been made during these events. Oh, did I mention chess and pizza with the police department and other adults in the community, an off-site early evening activity? What a fun event. Yes. Yes. I did say free. Yes, everything is free. Just show up and jump into a class. Just a side note. If you have a young adult or grandchild with you that particular day, you don't have to miss a class. Bring them and they can participate in a more age-appropriate class. Now doesn't that sound like fun? Definitely an another win. Win. Here are a few don't miss events. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 o'clock noon. Statesboro Stitches Crochet. Bring your own needles and yarn. Saturday, May 13th at 11 a.m. GA Medicare 101. Thursday, May 18th at 3 p.m. Adult Computer Class. Friday, May 19th at 11 a.m. Senior Bingo and Coffee. Wednesday, May 24th at 6 p.m. Chess and Pizza at Holiday Pizza, 406 Fair Road No. 10. Thursday, May 25th at 6 p.m. GA Medicare 101. Thursday, May 25th at 6 p.m. Adult Book Club. Saturday, May 27th at 3 p.m. Adult Cookbook Club, 18+. Rich History. Cindy shared the first public library in Statesboro was designated out of the local high school in 1943. Statesboro had the third regional library in the state of Georgia. The library in Bullock County has been where it is now since 1980. Libraries have changed a lot since then, but they still consider themselves the hub of the community. During my visit, the words free, relationships, and new friendships made were mentioned on more than one occasion. Their eagerness to involve the community is a definite level 10, so come on out and discover everything they have to offer. You will be met by friendly and helpful library attendants. They're always interested in your needs or your program desires and try to accommodate their patrons. In closing, just remember everything is free: library cards, ebooks, audiobooks, adult programs, and resources. Everyone is welcome, so check your calendar and save the date. The library is open 6 days a week except for Sundays and holidays. Have a senior moment idea you want me to share? Join my mission to get seniors back out into our community, discovering ways they can stay active, be appreciated and live a healthier life. How can you help? Share with me your fresh ideas, senior activities you would like me to share, senior needs not met. I am waiting on your call at 912-489-3912 or email at michaelelab2@gmail.com. I would like to know and share. Until then, enjoy your senior moment in Bullock County.